And it is 36 minutes after the hour. I'm Ben Brown. Today is Wednesday, the 31st of July. This is a Juno afternoon. That was Los Ojos by Luna Blanca, a crazy little piece. Our next guests today are KJ and Shelby from Veterans for Peace, here to talk about an upcoming vigil at Marine Park to commemorate Hiroshima Remembrance Day. So welcome, Shelby and KJ, to a Juno afternoon.
Thank you, Ben. Glad to be here.
And so please go ahead and tell us about Veterans for Peace, for the listeners who may not know, and then also about the event that you two are involved in planning.
Well, Veterans for Peace is a local chapter of the national organization, Veterans for Peace, and it's been in operation here in Juneau for about 20 years. And we do a number of peace-oriented projects. One of the things we did was the Pocket Park
Seward and Third.
Yeah. So we're also putting on an incredible youth congress that Shelby will be talking about this spring. But in the meantime, nuclear weapons are a serious threat, maybe in my estimation as serious as they've ever been since the Cold War. And so we are having a Remembrance Day this coming 6th, of August 6th, which is the day the first bomb was dropped. August 9th was Nagasaki's turn, and that was the last bomb that was dropped. And we hope, in fact, it is the last bomb that has ever dropped.
Absolutely. No reason to want to see that recur. So what exactly will be happening? It starts at 5:30 on the 6th, and people can just show up and be there and participate in the vigil.
Yeah, so Veterans for Peace is actually organizing a number of events next week and in relation to Hiroshima and Nagasaki Remembrance Days. The first event that's upcoming is Sunday, August 4th from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. We're holding a paper crane making event at the Northern Light United Church, and supplies and instructions will be provided. Cranes that are made at that event will then be brought not to Marine Park, but to the Overstreet Whale Park on Tuesday, August 6th, Hiroshima Remembrance Day, where they will be displayed during a silent vigil, which will take place between 4:30 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. We will have a full hour of silence to honor the victims of the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but also the victims of the more than 2,000 nuclear weapons tests that have been conducted globally. Following that hour of silence, we will have a public memorial ceremony with speakers, music, discussion from 5:30 to 6:30, also there at the Overstreet Whale Park. After those events, there are two more events next week. Immediately following the memorial ceremony, there will be a free public screening of a new documentary called The Beginning of the End of Nuclear Weapons, which will be held at Gold Town Nickelodeon Theater at 7 p.m. On Tuesday, August 6th. This is a short 59-minute documentary about the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, which in all of the bad things that you can say about nuclear weapon policy right now is kind of a shining beacon. It's a moment of hope in a time of global nuclear crisis. And then that documentary will be screened again, also for free, on Friday, August 9th at 5 p.m. There's also going to be a display of posters that were donated by the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Museum at the Gold Town Nickelodeon Theater from Friday, August 2nd until Friday, August 9th.
Well, that's quite a full week of events that Veterans for Peace has planned, and it's an all-volunteer organization.
That's right.
So I imagine both of you and many of your colleagues have been very busy getting ready for next week.
Yeah, and I'd like Shelby to just mention the Spring Congress.
Yeah, thanks, KJ. So something else that I'm working on with Veterans for Peace is a project to educate and empower youth to become advocates for nuclear disarmament. And one way that we're doing that is through a week-long youth congress that will be held in Sitka, Alaska from April 6th to April 10th, 2020. And That's going to bring together some really great workshop leaders, speakers, and global activists to inspire up to 40 high school students to become advocates on this cause.
Excellent. So if people want to learn more about Veterans for Peace as an organization or about this event coming up next spring or more immediately next week, is there a website or a Facebook page that you can direct people to?
Yeah. So to learn more about the Youth Congress, you can visit akhopecongress.org. That's our Youth Congress website. And to learn more about the local chapter of Veterans for Peace, you can find their Facebook page. It is Chapter 100 of Veterans for Peace. Or to learn more about the national organization, you can go to veteransforpeace.org.
And, of course, the membership of actual veterans, it's not restricted to veterans of any particular war, but any veterans. And I imagine you allow people who just support the cause of peace to associate themselves with the group.
Yeah, absolutely. The organization was founded by veterans and family members, but today it's open to all allies and associate members.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing this information, and people should keep on in their minds and on their calendars that next Tuesday the 6th is Hiroshima Remembrance Day, and you said there were going to be two separate events at Overstreet Park and then at Marine Park.
All at Overstreet Park.
All at Overstreet Park. Okay, yeah. So this is a typo then, mm-hmm. So I struck through that now. So everything's happening over at Overstreet Park, which makes sense this time of year, obviously. Most days there are very, very many visitors who are so happy to be coming to Alaska's capital city at Marine Park, it would be difficult to have a standalone event there anymore. So, well, clever of you to move it to Overstreet Park. Well, good. So thank you again, KJ and Shelby. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners on a Juneau afternoon today?
Well, one of the things that Veterans for Peace is looking at is we know that the Arctic probably will be militarized in the future. And whether it's nuclear-free or has nuclear weapons is a concern. So we would like to see a nuclear-free weapon zone in the Arctic. And Beth Kurtula's father, Jay Kurtula, who was a senator, actually introduced a resolution to make Alaska nuclear-free. So there's a rich history of working on these issues, and we would like to see that continue.
And, of course, people who pay attention to the news probably have heard that the leadership of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, North Korea, certainly have not abandoned their nuclear program and don't appear to be doing so anytime soon. So there are a lot of things in play in terms of charting a really difficult path forward. But leading by example, I suppose, is one way in trying to say that we're willing to set this weapon aside is one of the best ways to encourage others to do so.
Yeah, the reason that you can't get rid of nuclear weapons is because you have nuclear weapons. Right. And it's a paradox.
An unfortunate self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, KJ and Shelby, thank you both very much for coming on a Juneau afternoon and sharing a little more about next week's events. And if you go and look for Veterans for Peace Chapter 100 in Juneau online, you'll find out more about all this. And you can participate next week.
Great. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.